Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is October 2, 2019. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about OCBC Bank to accept JCB cards in Singapore. Metropolitan Bank, MoneyGram to launch debit card deposit service. Generation Z favors digital payment methods, PXP Financial fines. Credorax, BBPOS to provide MPO solution for European ISVs, ISOs. Suburbank puts mortgage applications on mobile app. Refinitiv launches matching service in Vietnam. Standard Bank, Identifi join forces for digital banking solution. Rapid secures $100 million MLN in funding to fuel global fintech as a service expansion. Tradeshift, Monerium enable e-money invoice settlement. RBC augments our capabilities on SMB mobile banking. BitPay to support XRP for payment processing and cross-border transfers. Seattle Bank expands relationship with Finastra. Unlocking eld data for empowered cash flow. AP Innovations begin targeting supplier acceptance. Younger travelers take more luxury trips, but have a harder time paying. Payments role in the fourth industrial revolution. Now let's get started. OCBC Bank to accept JCB cards in Singapore. JCB International and Overseas Chinese Banking Corporation Limited, OCBC Bank, have collaborated to broaden JCB card acceptance in Singapore. Through this partnership, the JCB card acceptance network in Singapore is extended, streamlining the payment experience for JCB card members in Singapore, Japan and other parts of North Asia, especially in China, South Korea and Taiwan, and its issuing base in Southeast Asia. JCB has 120 million card members worldwide, which will be able to use their JCB cards at all establishments that engage Robinsons Bank as their payment service provider. Earlier in September 2019, Flywire and JCB International have partnered to provide international students with a new method for making cross-border tuition payments. Metropolitan Bank, MoneyGram to launch debit card deposit service. Metropolitan Bank has partnered with MoneyGram to launch a new debit card deposit service designed to simplify deposit, withdrawal and exchange services. The person-to-person P2P money transfer option allows customers in the U.S. to send money domestically through the MoneyGram app or via the MoneyGram website to other U.S. recipients' eligible debit cards. Pricing for the debit card deposit service starts at $1.99 and allows customers to transfer funds to a bank account linked to the eligible debit card at any time, including weekends and holidays. MoneyGram is an omni-channel money transfer and payment services that enables friends and family to send money for life's daily needs in over 200 countries and territories. Generation Z favors digital payment methods, PXP Financial finds. Offering digital payments is the key for retailers wanting to attract younger shoppers, with 74% of Generation Z putting off by cash-only stores, according to PXP Financial. The research found that debit cards are the most popular payment method, with mobile wallets and cash a joint second. While cash is still popular, cashless methods are more favored, particularly digital ones. Other key findings: the preference on digital payment methods entirely relies on convenience. 9% of Gen Zers consider security the main benefit of cashless payment methods. 67% of Generation Z prefer to shop in a physical store most of the time. Shoppers favor in-store purchases because they are able to try items before they buy them, 73%, and then make an immediate purchase. 69% would shop in a store where payment is taken from their mobile as they leave. Credorax, BBPOS to provide MPO solution for European ISVs, ISOs. Credorax and BBPOS have announced a partnership to provide a semi-integrated and standalone MPOS solution for ISVs and ISOs across Europe. Credorax will provide its acquiring services using NMI Gateway technology to stream INE the payments experience for BBPOS users in all 32 EU regions. NMI has certified BBPOS's MPOs and standalone card readers, the WisePad 2 and WisePad 2 Plus, to Credorax, enabling deployments of this device range in Europe. Credorax will provide the solution to merchants, having certified the devices for Visa ADVT and MasterCard MTIP. Using Wi-Fi or GPRS, the WisePad 2 serves as a standalone MPOS device, being the only standalone device currently supported by NMI. In addition, NMI's gateway technology will enable Credorax to provide all acquiring services to merchants, ISVs and ISOs using the solution. Sberbank puts mortgage applications on mobile app. Sberbank online mobile app has a new apply for mortgage feature that enables clients to submit an application for a mortgage at Sberbank and choose a good apartment using the DomClick service. By opening the loan segment, tapping calculate and apply for loan, and then apply for mortgage, clients will be forwarded to DomClick app so they could submit an application in 5 minutes using their mobile devices and receive the bank's approval in 24 hours. The further mortgage application submission, real estate search, and deal preparation can also be done online or on DomClick website. Clients will have to go to a bank branch only to sign documents. Nikolai Vasyov, Director, DomClick. It is more convenient and common to receive financial services in Sberbank mobile app that more than 50 MLN clients use across Russia. That's why we've made it possible to apply for a mortgage with Sberbank online app. Refinitiv launches matching service in Vietnam. Refinitiv today announced it has launched its leading global electronic trading matching service in Vietnam, as emerging markets in the Asia region continue to develop their financial markets and digitize FX trading capabilities. The launch represents Vietnam's first electronic marketplace for the trading of VND. Matching trades on AT plus 1 basis, which is the most commonly traded value date. Vietnam has had a remarkable growth and development story over the past 30 years. Economic and political reforms under IMI, launched in 1986, have laid the groundwork for growth that averaged 6.6% per annum during 2014-18, reaching a 10-year high of 7.1% in 2018, according to the International Monetary Fund. Matching is a powerful, cost-effective and low-latency solution for FX traders, which offers real-time credit screening, easy price discovery, concentrated liquidity and efficient execution. Our customers benefit from the advantages e-trading brings, such as trade capture and automatic trade reporting. Since launching, over 30 major market players have signed up to trade USD, VND through matching, said Nigel Fuller, head of market development, ASEAN at Refinitiv. Refinitiv is proud to have had a presence in Vietnam since 1994. The launch of USD, VND on matching follows our recent launch of FXALL in Vietnam and highlights our ongoing commitment to help deepen financial markets in Vietnam and the broader ASEAN region. We continue to work closely with central banks, liquidity providers, and buy-side participants to promote the development of efficient, fair and effective markets in the region, said Neil Penny, Managing Director and Co-Head of Trading at Refinitiv. Standard Bank, Identify join forces for digital banking solution. Standard Bank has partnered with Identify to deploy the Identify solution across the bank's existing product and service offerings. Identify is a technology company that enables remote biometric digital authentication and automated onboarding, and by deploying the Identify solution, Standard Bank is shifting to branchless banking and meeting customers' demands for simple, secure, and friction-free banking. With Identify, Standard Bank can onboard new customers in under 60 seconds. The bank recently launched its pioneering MIMO account, which rewards customers with free mobile data upon registration. The embedded Identify solution allows customers to securely open this account via their mobile phones without having to go into a branch. Moreover, the Identify technology platform does four things. It proves that the person is alive, enabling strong authentication and far outperforming gesture-based and parallax technologies. It matches a selfie the user has taken with the image on their ID document. The data is extracted off the identity document, e.g. person's name, surname and ID number. All the data is matched with a facial biometric at an issuing authority or government department. Rapid secures $100 million MLN in funding to fuel global fintech as a service expansion. Rapid, a global fintech as a service provider, has announced a $100 million financing round led by Oak HC, FT. Tiger Global, Coatue, General Catalyst, Target Global, Stripe, and Entra Capital also participated in the funding round. Earlier in 2019, Rapid also raised $40 million in Series B financing. With this new investment, the company will continue to build out its unified cloud-based technology platform that helps businesses integrate fintech and payment capabilities into any commerce application. The funding will also be used to further build out the Rapid Global Payment Network that helps businesses expand in local and cross-border markets by reaching more than 4 billion consumers with a broad range of local payment methods beyond credit cards. Rapid is paving the way for the growing global wave of fintech and commerce modernization being undertaken by e-commerce merchants, gig economy platforms, financial institutions, and technology providers looking to enable highly localized customer experiences. Rapid supports the expansion of local and cross-border businesses for any type of commerce or fintech application from one unified platform by managing the complexity of connecting disparate local payment systems, integrating any type of local payment method, and ensuring local regulations and compliance requirements are met. Rapid's global fintech as a service platform provides a number of capabilities including the ability to accept cash, bank transfers, e-wallets, and local debit card payments in over 100 countries. Disbursements in over 170 countries. Multi-currency settlement to a single file across 65 currencies. Advanced real-time foreign exchange services. Global KYC, AML, and counter-financing terrorism, CFT, services. TradeShift, Monerium enable e-money invoice settlement. TradeShift made further inroads into blockchain technology via a new collaboration with Monerium, which saw a B2B invoice settled using the TradeShift platform and e-money on the Ethereum blockchain, according to a press release. The companies claimed on Tuesday, October 1, that the transaction was the first time an invoice had been settled using licensed digital cash. The deal involved Iceland-based retailer Nordic Store's procurement of goods from IKEA Iceland. The retailer used TradeShift to make the purchase and initiate the transaction, which was settled using smart contracts and digital cash operated by Monerium. In a statement, Gert Silvest, TradeShift co-founder and GM of the firm's digital incubation unit TradeShift Frontiers, said the transaction demonstrates the potential for compliant e-money, digital fiat currency, to gain traction in B2B payments. Programmable money regulated by governments will become the foundation for e-commerce payments because they enable so-called smart contracts, he said. Smart contracts have many use cases. For example, they can be used to generate smart invoices, which are invoices that basically settle themselves. We see smart invoices not just as useful for lowering administrative hurdles in business-to-business cross-border transactions, but for building new financing models that make it easier for enterprises to improve access to credit and improved cash flow, Silvest continued. That is why we have built the world's first smart invoice, and now settled it with licensed digital cash together with Monerium. This is an important step forward. Iceland-based Monerium received a license to issue e-money on blockchain earlier this year. The license enables the company to move e-money across borders without an intermediary, such as a traditional bank. The company will initially support the Icelandic krona, but plans to add support for additional currencies moving forward. As the first company authorized to issue e-money on blockchains, we are delighted to demonstrate the benefits of blockchains for mainstream B2B transactions using a legal form of digital money, said Monerium co-founder Sven Valfels in another statement. Unlike cryptocurrency, which is volatile, e-money is a proven digital alternative to cash, regulated and redeemable on demand. Using programmable e-money in smart contracts heralds a new category of payments. RBC augments our capabilities on SMB mobile banking. The Royal Bank of Canada, RBC, is enhancing its mobile banking solution for small businesses with a focus on speed and accounts receivable. In a press release Tuesday, October 1, RBC said it is adding new features to its small business mobile banking offering, including integrating its Interac e-transfer payment request solution into the mobile app, allowing small businesses to get reminders and initiate payment requests while on the go. Additional new features include the integration of RBC's Financial Snapshot solution, a dashboard that provides a unified, streamlined view of a small business' current cash positions with customizable insights into expenses, investments, and overall cash flow. RBS is also adding Nomi Insights to its mobile app for small businesses, connecting users with analytics into spending activity and cash flows. In addition to rolling out enhanced mobile banking services, RBC also released research that found Canadian small business owners largely view administrative tasks as their top challenge. Enhancing mobile banking capabilities means small business owners can more easily and quickly complete administrative tasks, the bank said. Optimizing time and money across every facet of a business operation is critical to the success and profitability of owners, said RBC Vice President, Small Business and Strategic Partners Lori Darlington in a statement. We want to help business owners efficiently manage the important, yet time-consuming task of analyzing cash flow, getting paid by clients and saving money so they can spend more time with their clients and focus on growing their business. The insights-driven and digitally enabled features and offers we introduced as part of our mobile banking enhancements allows them to do just that. In another statement, RBC Vice President, Digital Product Rami Thabet said the additions to the mobile banking offering enable small to medium-sized businesses (SMBs) to make smart, data-driven decisions. As more of our business clients use digital channels to manage their cash flow and run their businesses, we are constantly looking for ways to offer them effortless and simple solutions that can positively impact the way they work, Thabet said. BitPay to support XRP for payment processing and cross-border transfers. BitPay, the largest global blockchain payments provider, today announced a partnership with Ripple's developer initiative, Xspring, that will allow businesses to accept XRP for payments through BitPay's merchant processing and cross-border payments platform safely, securely, and compliantly, starting by the end of the year. BitPay Wallet and BitPay prepaid cardholders can also store and spend XRP through BitPay merchants and businesses. XRP is the third largest cryptocurrency with a market capitalization of more than $20 billion. Current BitPay customers will be able to add XRP without the need for any integration or enhancements. BitPay customers are leveraging the promise of blockchain payment technology and with XRP can offer a payment option that is fast, cost-effective and scalable, said Sean Rolland, Director of Product at BitPay. The addition of XRP as the next blockchain asset supported by BitPay expands blockchain choices across the payments space. Ripple's vision is to build the Internet of Value, allowing value to be exchanged as quickly as information does on the Internet. This vision drives everything Ripple does, from building its global payments network, RippleNet, to establishing initiatives like the University Blockchain Research Initiative and Xspring. Xspring was launched in 2018 to help build utility around XRP, and to grow the XRP ecosystem. Since then the company has partnered with more than 20 companies and committed more than $500 million in support of blockchain companies and products. BitPay Wallet will also integrate with Xspring's newly launched developer platform, which makes it easier for developers of any kind to integrate money into their business. We're excited to partner with BitPay to enable XRP for its thousands of merchants for everyday purchases and bills. This is key in advancing the proliferation and adoption of XRP as a medium of exchange to help solve real-world problems, said Ethan Beard, SVP of Xspring. BitPay offers XRP as a payment mechanism along with Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, and Ethereum. Businesses have another settlement solution that does not rely on traditional bank wires. BitPay also offers stablecoin settlement with Circle Center USD, Coin, USDC, Gemini Dollar, GUSD, and Paxos Standard Token, PAX, as well as in 12 currencies and direct bank deposit in 37 countries. BitPay calculates prices displayed on BitPay invoices in 150 currencies and can settle in over 200 countries. For merchants who want to be settled by bank transfer, the transfer is initiated the next business day, and cryptocurrency is settled the next day, 365 days a year. BitPay processed over $1 billion annually from global merchants including Microsoft, Newegg, Dish Networks, FanDuel and Avnet will be able to turn on support for XRP seamlessly without any additional integration. Seattle Bank expands relationship with Finastra. Seattle Bank, a single-branch boutique bank with $650 million in assets, has selected Fusion Phoenix from Finastra to be the open, modern core to run its banking operations, enabling the bank to better serve clients. The core banking system will be integrated with additional Finastra solutions, including Fusion MortgageBot, Fusion Card Payments, Fusion Analytics, Fusion Item Processing Services, Fusion LaserPro, and Fusion Digital Banking. Changes in technology and consumer behavior are creating immense opportunities to redefine the banking experience for our clients. However, banks that are dependent on legacy core technology are at a disadvantage because those solutions do not allow fast, economical innovation. Our partnership with Finastra is the avenue to overcome this challenge and take back control of how we use technology to support the unique banking experience that our team works hard to deliver every day, said John Blizzard, President and CEO of Seattle Bank. We are on a journey to deliver more, better, and different solutions to clients. To do that, we need partners whose business models align with our need to innovate and more easily collaborate across the entire fintech ecosystem. We believe that Finastra, working together with Microsoft, is that partner. Changing core banking systems is the hardest project a bank can undertake, hence less than 2% of banks in the U.S. will typically switch cores in a given year. Our team is up for the challenge and very energized about the opportunities these investments will open up for our clients, continued Blizzard. Using Fusion Phoenix in combination with Fusion Fabric, Cloud, Seattle Bank will recognize immediate benefits and build future capacity. Built on Microsoft Azure, the Fusion Fabric, Cloud Open Banking Platform provides advantages, including improved usability, lower cost of service, and open database architecture, providing a better ability to integrate and develop custom solutions. With Finastra, Seattle Bank will streamline its banking processes and deliver a superior customer experience, helping it to continue to differentiate itself as a unique financial resource to its community. Seattle Bank was attracted to Finastra's open banking vision and the Fusion Fabric, cloud platform, which gives the bank the freedom to develop its own solutions that will integrate seamlessly with its core technology. Using this platform as a service PaaS solution, Seattle Bank will have access to an open platform, enabling the bank and third parties to develop applications. Finastra's cloud-based solutions and Fusion Fabric cloud are underpinned by Azure, which is a key differentiator, offering one of the industry's highest standards of security, performance and operating excellence. Seattle Bank was looking for a vendor to provide it with more than just technology to run its operations. It sought a partner to ensure that its technology investment would be nimble in support of future innovative client solutions, said Mike Dion, Senior Vice President, Community Markets, Americas, Finastra. Working together, we will make sure that Seattle Bank remains innovative and open to the change taking place all around us, giving their digitally savvy clients access to the services they desire through better integrations, resulting in better outcomes and a superior customer experience. Jamie Totze, General Manager, Microsoft Corp., said, by using solutions hosted on Microsoft Azure, Seattle Bank will realize faster access to innovation and speed to market. The bank will consume rather than own and run core applications, freeing up IT resources to focus on competitiveness and growth, confident that the industry's highest security, performance and operating excellence standards are being met. Unlocking ELD data for empowered cash flow. The electronic logging device, ELD, is a niche, but potentially transformative, tool for the fleet industry. A piece of equipment that attaches to a vehicle engine, the ELD has long been an essential tool for fleet managers to electronically record a driver's time on the road for more accurate, easier record keeping. Today, ELDs are able to capture information including whether an engine is running or not, how long it was running, whether a vehicle is in transit or stationary, miles driven and more. In the U.S., regulations continue to press for ELD adoption in an effort to wipe out paper sheet logs that run the risk of errors and fraud. Most recently, the U.S. Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration introduced new requirements last year for fleet drivers to electronically record their hours of service, and for ELDs to have a direct connection with truck engines and support electronic data submission. In recent years, it's this need for regulatory compliance and not necessarily a desire to digitize and embrace technology that has encouraged fleets to adopt ELDs, telematics, IoT and other innovations that vow to transform the industry. However, according to David Lady, president of Geospace Labs, data captured and locked within the ELD can have open doors for fleet managers and their organizations to strengthen a wide array of business processes, not least of all financial ones. The thing with an ELD is that most drivers have to have one, but they don't believe it offers any competitive advantage other than minimal compliance, he told PYMNTS in a recent interview. Financing ways to make using the ELD valuable as a business asset is important. Traditionally, fleet managers have wielded ELD data to ensure accuracy in driver hours, which is key for scheduling and payroll. Beyond that, said Lady, organizations use ELD information to focus on safety metrics, although this use of the data may not be the most efficient as the majority of fleets in the U.S. are single truck owners, or owner-operators, he explained. This means the drivers themselves are already well-versed with what's happening with their vehicles. Instead, what these small businesses need is a way to boost revenues and strengthen cash flow, he said, and ELD data is an unexpected, but powerful, way to do so. Geospace Labs recently announced a new solution as part of its effort to wield ELD data to support financial processes. Last month, the firm said its GeoWiz Agriculture ELD, an ELD designed for transporters in the agricultural commodities industry, will integrate artificial intelligence that allows invoicing and invoice factoring initiated from the ELD itself. Current regulations require agriculture carriers to track loading and unloading of what they're transporting at their source, explained Lady, and this information is already tracked via ELD. This meant that we already had 90% of the data and rigor points needed for invoicing and invoice factoring as drivers were already telling the ELD everything it needed to know about where they were going and what they were hauling, he said. Adding that getting paid in this industry can be complicated, Lady noted that the addition of order entry information into the existing commodity data stored by an ELD naturally led to an invoicing and factoring solution that truckers can deploy. It's not the only use case for ELD information, however. Lady said that as Geospace Labs continues to augment its ELD services, the company will be looking at how to add new services beyond safety metrics and maintenance details for fleet clients, instead focusing on cash flow management. This will be particularly important amid the rise of autonomous vehicles and more sophisticated automated delivery services emerging in the market today. Logistics giants including Amazon and Uber continue to explore the opportunities of self-driving trucks in the delivery space, while fintechs have also started to discover how to wield connected vehicles and self-driving trucks to not only automate delivery, but initiate payments for fueling, maintenance and more from the vehicle itself. For trucking companies, especially one-person operators, this represents a significant competitive threat. Wielding sophisticated technology, and taking advantage of valuable data locked within ELDs, does not only promote compliance, said Lady, it also expands businesses' opportunities in other areas of the enterprise to improve cash flows. We're looking more at artificial intelligence products that we can offer to drivers, remembering that they are now not only competing with each other, but with automated driving systems as well, Lady said. AP innovations begin targeting supplier acceptance. As payments giants like Visa and MasterCard shift the innovation spotlight onto B2B transactions, developers of new accounts payable solutions are ushering in a growing trend, designing payment tools not just for the payer, but for the B2B supplier as well. It's a shift that may have risen out of the B2B payments industry's commercial card conundrum. While corporate buyers would like to use commercial card products to make payments, due in large part to their ability to offer rewards and incentives, as well as lengthen payment times, vendors struggle to see the value in accepting the interchange fees and absorbing the costs of adopting their infrastructure and back-office processes. Today, emerging accounts payable (AP) solutions that wield payment tools, including commercial cards and more, are beginning to design solutions with the vendor in mind. Below, PYMNTS looks at the latest in AP that does exactly that. Discover targets reconciliation data. This week, Discover announced a new partnership with procure-to-pay firm JAGGAER, whose JAGGAER One platform will integrate Discover technologies to enable businesses to make payments to their suppliers using Discover virtual cards and, eventually, other payment methods. While the announcement almost exclusively focuses on the integration's benefits for corporate payers, the companies noted that their collaboration enables vendors to receive more detailed remittance data. Vruzy Pay Eyes Vendor Relations. Last week, spend management solution provider Vruzy debuted its own accounts payable solution, Vruzy Pay, the culmination of a collaboration with InvoicePay. Together, the companies enable automated invoice payments from within the Vruzy platform once invoices have been approved. But in addition to providing greater visibility, control and speed for corporate payers, Vruzy and InvoicePay highlighted the features of their partnership that address key friction points for suppliers. In addition to automatically processing invoices and payments, Vruzy Pay manages the payment process based on the preferred payment method selected by suppliers, the companies said in their press release, adding that Vruzy Pay has also deployed experts to work with business users as well as their supplier base to support vendors' migration to accept electronic payments. In a statement, InvoicePay CEO Carla Fried pointed to the ability for such accounts payable capabilities to improve supplier relationship management while strengthening operations on the buyer side, too. Higher Ground turns to SMB suppliers. Higher Ground, a software as a service company that develops solutions to help corporates diversify their supply chains, announced last week the next phase of its initiative. While Higher Ground first rolled out its supply chain diversity offering with a focus on large corporate buyers, the company has commenced the supplier side of that program. The firm will work with small and medium-sized B2B suppliers directly, enabling these companies to connect to large corporate buyers and expand globally. While collaborating with SMBs can enable a large corporate to mitigate risk across its supply chain, small businesses can struggle with new customer outreach, particularly when they operate globally, and particularly as they lack negotiating power when attempting to work with large conglomerates. Although the Higher Ground solution does not include payment functionality, it highlights the shift that traditionally buyer-focused solution providers in the B2B space are making to include a focus on the supplier. Boost Payment Solutions expands globally. Commercial card payment solution provider Boost Payment Solutions announced a recent global expansion that brings the number of markets in which it operates to nearly 30. As the company grows across borders, Boost said it will not only focus on commercial card solutions that enable businesses to adopt cards for supplier payments, but also on solutions that make it easier for vendors to accept cards. The firm's commercial card platform, Boost Intercept, addresses the friction of supplier acceptance by enabling straight-through processing of card payments for B2B sellers. Boost Intercept eliminates the need for suppliers to extract card data from email payment requests or through manual processing, Boost said in its announcement, pointing to two key hurdles for suppliers that make card acceptance a friction-filled experience. While Boost connects corporate buyers to card solutions that allow them to take advantage of rebates and expanded working capital, the company's focus on vendor acceptance is also key to its growth strategy. Younger travelers take more luxury trips, but have a harder time paying. The travel market is changing and companies are evolving to meet consumer expectations. Once upon a time, Airbnb meant renting a cheap room in a stranger's apartment. With the introduction of its Luxe product earlier this year, Airbnb is now offering stays in Tuscan farmhouses and villas in Bali, a marked step up from couch surfing. Travel companies are also placing more emphasis on experiences and adventure, which is intended to appeal to millennials who prefer experiences over things. The latest luxury travel study looks at these two segments, luxury and adventure travelers, and examines the financial challenges that prevent many consumers from pursuing such trips. Luxury travelers from the United States spent $1.1 trillion on their vacations last year. The market is projected to further expand, too, with an estimated 139 million people, more than half the nation's adult population, planning to take luxury vacations next year. One of the paradoxes revealed in this study is that younger travelers are the most likely to embark on some type of luxury vacation, while at the same time price was a bigger roadblock for these travelers. A majority, 54.9%, of Bridge Millennials and Conventional Millennials, 54.2%, took at least one luxury vacation within the past year. Nearly half, 47.3%, of Gen Z said the same. The luxury travel market's growth is partly being driven by a relatively small but fast-growing cohort of consumers who take their luxury vacations with a side of adventure. According to the luxury travel study, 29.9% of luxury travelers indicate they went mountain climbing, hiking, or camping last year, more than double the rate of other luxury travelers who say the same. These consumers tend to be 4 years younger than all other travelers, with an average age of 42.3. Luxury travel challenges. Roughly half, 51.8%, of adventure travelers say they did not take a vacation last year because it was too expensive. The share of other luxury travelers who say the same is similar at 53.5%. Expense was by far one of the biggest hindrances. More than twice the number of adventure travelers cited expense, compared to travel being time-consuming, 20.1%, and needing pet care, 26.0%. The cost of luxury vacations affects Gen Z consumers in particular, with 58.5% saying price was a key reason they were unable to take such trips within the previous year. This age group is also considerably more likely than all others to cite planning struggles as the reason it could not take such vacations, at 27.7%. Younger travelers also reported the greatest level of difficulty in obtaining the funds needed for past vacations. Gen Z are especially likely to struggle, with 24.5% of respondents in this age bracket noting it was somewhat or very difficult to do so, followed by millennials at 18.1%. It makes sense then that splitting the bill with other luxury travelers is more common among the younger consumers who vacationed with others. Most Gen Z travelers, 64.6%, say multiple people paid for their vacations, followed by millennials at 40.3%. Innovations. Established and newer sites like Expedia and Bookit essentially allow consumers to buy travel on a layaway plan, and solutions like Splity Travel allow consumers to combine two rate plans to make one itinerary for their stays. Solutions that provide secure payment processing capabilities, allow multiple participants to contribute to accounts, offer users automatic payment plan, and more are highly appealing to the adventure travelers whose vacations cost more. Adventure travelers express higher levels of interest in such payment solutions compared to other luxury travelers, with a total of 46.8% of the former saying they are very or extremely interested in such solutions compared to 38.1% of the latter. 45% of adventure travelers believe innovative payment solutions would make it easier to pay for vacations, while nearly the same amount, 42.4%, of other luxury travelers say the same. Convenience and lowering stress are also an attractive feature for both segments. Younger travelers struggle to obtain vacation funds and are more likely to find it difficult to pay for such trips, making it unsurprising that those under age 55 are especially interested in innovative payment solutions. Millennials express the highest level of desire for such options, with 72.7% of them indicating they are either somewhat or very or extremely so. Interest in such solutions is also strong among other younger age groups, including Gen Z, 71.7%, Bridge Millennials, 71.1%, and Gen Y, 71.2%. Future plans. So, how would innovative payment solutions impact future travel plans? Younger travelers are more likely to say that they could take somewhat or many more luxury vacations if that was the case. Roughly two-thirds of Gen Z, 64.5%, Millennials, 53.4%, and Bridge Millennials, 62.8%, would be influenced to take at least somewhat more luxury vacations if there was greater availability of innovative payment solutions. This study revealed strong consumer interest in innovative payment solutions that would make it possible for multiple parties to split expenses, pay when they can, receive spending insights, and make one-time and recurring payments. Payments' role in the Fourth Industrial Revolution. To get a sense of where faster payments are headed, look to the consumer. There are dozens of faster payment schemes rooted or taking shape around the world, 54 at last count. Some of them have been mandated by governments, readying for anticipated demand. That's a staggering leap from the 14 Live Faster payment schemes that existed worldwide in 2014, when FIS first released Flavors of Fast. If you look across the technology industry and the payments industry, the pace and movement of change is accelerating, Mike Kress, division executive for card and money movement at FIS, recently told PYMNTS in an interview. In fact, Kress said changes in the digital age have become so all-encompassing that they can be likened to a fourth industrial revolution, changing the way commerce is done in any setting. The consumer case, leading to the business case. There's a natural progression, a ripple effect, that drives the move toward faster payments, and the building of faster payment rails across the globe. Yet, Kress pointed out that, ultimately, individual consumer behavior drives changes in business behavior. As a result, he predicted that the entrenchment of faster payments will be a linear progression that moves from consumer to consumer C2C to consumer to business C2B, then to business to consumer B2C to business B2B. So, from the beginning, start with the individual consumer. It's become commonplace, he said, for consumers to expect peer-to-peer P2P transactions to be conducted with lightning speed, whether during a dinner outing, paying for a babysitter, or paying the lawn care service. The increased use and adoption of P2P technologies, like Zelle and Venmo, demonstrates the consumer demand for this type of frictionless payment option. Settling funds faster, no matter the use case, benefits the entire ecosystem, and takes liquidity risk out of the equation. In corporate settings, there's a clear advantage, as reducing liquidity risk accelerates working capital, giving firms more leeway to put money to work and capitalize on growth opportunities. Particularly in the U.S., Kress said there has been notable demand for real-time and faster payments from commercial entities, especially for commercial clients of FIS Financial Institution (FI) customer base. One desire of those corporates in B2B, or even in C2B, is to avoid having to pay interchange fees on transactions, he said. Large telecoms or utilities benefit from receiving real-time payments on their bills without needing to have payments go through the card networks, he added. The messaging factor and getting the message out, along with demand for faster payments, the information conveyed in them has significant value. Commercial payments, for example, have long relied on inefficient practices like paper stubs that accompany paper checks, or lists of invoices paid and payments allocated to each invoice. Despite moves toward ACH payments and card payments, Kress reminded that the classic B2B transaction is still fraught with emails and PDFs, which often disconnect critical data from the payment. However, with real-time payment modalities, and through the messaging standard ISO 20022, data can be easily uploaded into firms' billing systems. Despite that, there is a better option, as roughly 40% of B2B payments are still done by paper checks. Kress attributes this inertia to entrenched processes, both at the enterprise level and within some FIS, especially where lockbox services, including receiving and scanning payments, are large revenue generators. Likewise, companies have invested a significant amount of time and money into their ERP systems. The financial institutions in the U.S. have the ability to claim the first-mover advantage to transform this paradigm. By telling corporate clients we've enabled you to receive real-time payments that are interoperable with the current back-end infrastructure and desired formats in place, all of those behind-the-scenes mechanics like lockbox imaging, the reconciliation and deliveries of data-rich files can all be done and settled in a single day, said Kress. There's a bit of heavy lifting involved, he acknowledged. There's a fundamental lack of awareness about faster payments, especially if we go below the Fortune 2000 or Fortune 3000 companies, said Kress. For those who are aware of faster payments, there's all sorts of confusion. How is this different than a wire? How does this differ from a SWIFT transaction? How do I interface with my bank? There are many flavors of fast across interoperable systems, like same-day ACH transactions, real-time payments and several daily settlement windows available from the Fed. It's incumbent upon FIS to educate their corporate clients on the different faster payment services and products on offer. Processors, including FIS, he said, can act as the technology department of their FI clients. The low-hanging fruit. When asked by PYMNTS which use cases may see critical mass sooner rather than later, Kress pointed to B2C, and scenarios like insurance claims that can be paid out with speed in a one-to-many setting. In the case of an approved claim, for example, an insurance payment can be pushed directly to consumers' debit cards or bank accounts, removing the cost of printing and mailing checks and the waiting game. It's a delightful customer experience, he said. Then, he added, from disbursements, faster payments adoption will bleed from disbursements to B2B accounts payable AP transactions domestic to begin with, then branching out across borders. A B2B AP transaction is a situation where you're leveraging the payload capability of the message so that remittance does not become disconnected from the electronic payment, he said. You're getting that immediate response back that the payment actually has been received confirmation of payment. As for a time frame, he noted, much of that migration will take place through the next 3 to 5 years and the value, of course, is in the trillions of dollars. Naturally, this payoff could add to the continued adoption of faster payments throughout the ecosystem which may soon transform how consumers, corporates and banks view the norms of money movement, in terms of both speed and experience. When we talk just a few years from now, we will likely talk about the displacement of all of these transactions that have moved to real time, said Kress. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.